Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Home time on Absolute Radio. This is Richie Bush off on holiday for the next fortnight. So it's just us together and we will be fine. Here's a question. Here's a question for you. If you've reached the point of your workday where it's become a struggle and the snacks are calling, you might identify with this. What is the snack that you feel the most embarrassed about eating quickly? Why do I ask this question? I saw a gentleman on the train go through a box of Ritz biscuits on my 40-minute journey into work. So the journey starts, it's a new box of Ritz biscuits. By the time the train terminates, box of Ritz biscuits gone. I love a Ritz biscuit. Over Christmas, New Year, definitely have to have a few boxes in the house. But like, one gone in an entire train journey? Surely you get like 15 minutes in and think, right, I better put these away. They can't just go that quickly. So what is your box of crackers? What is that snack that you feel the most embarrassed about eating really quickly? My producer has just said he reckons he could bathe in yogurt. Not necessarily bathing in something that I'm asking about, but you know what he's thinking. Let me know. Rob says, 8:12:15 for your texts, I once smashed a Ben & Jerry's ice cream tub in 4.5 minutes. I will be very happy to try and beat this record for the listeners anytime, says Rob. That's I don't doubt you, Rob. That's not what this is about. It's not a competition, but well done you. Maggie says, barbecue Pringles, I'm a savage with them. Quote, unquote, it's like watching a pig at a trough. Thanks for painting that picture, Maggie. Carol in Annick says, I could easily make my way through a box of 12 tonic marshmallow tea cakes in and no coming up for a rest. Carol, thank you once again for another wonderful image that you've painted there. Diane is hanging on. Diane, what's your nemesis?
Blueberries.
Oh, Diane, yours is way healthier than the fella on the train.
Well, yeah, but when you read it in the quantity I do, maybe not.
How many blueberries are you going through and how quickly?
I could eat a family pack in 5 minutes.
Diane, I like having blueberries. I like having blueberries at home for me breakfast. I'll stick it on me granola and maybe one of those little punnets will last 4 or 5 days. Depends on whether it goes out of date first. But you're telling me one of those little things you'll do in 5 minutes?
Oh, less than that if it's a small one.
Diane, I don't reckon that's so bad. I think blueberries are considered a superfood. I might be wrong, but I think you're doing all right there.
Yeah, but my husband agrees with you that they should last 4 to 5 days. And I said minute.
Oh, Diane, there's no turning back for you, is there?
No, sorry. I have to hide them so the kids don't find them.
Kids just get in the way, don't they?
They do.
Dudley, a tattoo artist, says cornflakes. I once ate a regular box in one go. Dry. That is the noise of my producer in the background who said he would bathe in yogurt. Yes, dry cornflakes, the whole box in one go. Dave's tweeted to say, I hope he had a tube of Primula with them as well. He didn't. It was just straight through dry Ritz biscuits. Like I say, I was in awe. Danny the lorry driver has texted 8:12:15, please, to share yours. There's no judgment. Why should there be? Danny says, pistachio nuts is mine. One handful turns into the whole bag real quick. Can you imagine the cab of Danny's lorry? The footwell on the passenger side is just going to be shells everywhere, isn't there? Zoe in Leeds says, for me, it's chocolate fingers. I can easily do a family pack of those in 15 minutes. I practically inhale them. Absolutely disgraceful behaviour. Says Zoe, that's her words, they're not mine. And then Sam in Glasgow says, I'm not sure if you get them in England, but there's a corner shop big bag of crisps called Spicy Rings. Dangerously addictive and tremendous. I'm not sure I'd want to do Spicy Rings in a big sitting, if you see what I mean, Sam. Phil says, I once made a big apple crumble in cookery class, home ec, I believe it was called, at school. He says, I came home and I ate the entire thing with a block of vanilla ice cream in one sitting. Hey, look, you made it, Phil. You can do what you want with it. And then Ron says, Richie, not on the train. And I'm really glad he clarifies that when you hear what it is. But whenever I'm using tinned anchovies in cooking, I have to force myself not to eat the entire contents of the tin when I open it.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Watched a bit of footy last night. Saw a bit of Cardiff versus Wrexham on telly in the EFL. What a finish. If you're a Cardiff fan. Not sure that's going to appear on the documentary. Anyway, that's by the by. Yeah, Cardiff-Wrexham last night, Arsenal versus Manchester City over the weekend, Celtic already 2 wins from 2 in the Scottish Premiership. Football is back. Pre-season friendlies are over. But not for everyone. If you've got a kid and they play junior football, it's pre-season time. Seasons don't really start until September when the kids are back at school. My son has still got so many pre-season friendlies to play over the summer holidays. And here's the thing, right? I love the idea of a pre-season friendly for other things in life. Stuff to get match fit for. Something that you haven't done for a while. So what would it be if you could organise one? Pre-season motorway driving. Maybe you've got a long journey coming up. Pre-season presentation at work. An important one to the boss, but you've not presented for a while. Just do a pre-season one. Doesn't matter the result or how it goes. Could mess it all up. It's just practice. If you could arrange one for something away from the world of sport, what would it be? Get thinking. Jamie says, I think there should be a pre-season for stag do's. I can't go into one of them without some preparation, especially if you're a dad and out of practice. He says, spoken from experience. There's a lot of us listening to that right now, Jamie, thinking this is a great idea. Aaron from Stoke says, a pre-season holiday. See if I like the feeling of being on holiday, if the hotel or the pool or the food is any good. Great idea. I think I would happily go on a pre-season holiday. Aaron, I like your style. Nathan is hanging on. Tell us about your pre-season idea.
Okay, so in our house, Halloween is like the event of the year. Like, as years have gone by, we've actually got more and more and more. It attracts quite a crowd now. So this weekend, we are having a pre-season Halloween weekend where we get everything out, set it all up, full check, ready for the big day on the 31st.
This is incredible. So you are having a pre-season Halloween this weekend. By my maths, that's about 2 months too early.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But that gives us 2 months to add to the collection.
So, okay, what you say you're getting stuff out, making sure it all works. What could we expect?
Oh, so we have got inflatables, we've got animatronics, we've got rear projection screens and graveyards, we've got low-level foggers, we've got bubble machines, we've got laser show, you name it, we've got it.
And have you had this, have you done a pre-season run for Halloween before? Is this something that you do every year?
This is an annual tradition for us, yeah. Usually it's the last weekend in August, but we're doing it a couple of weeks early because we're on holiday this time. So, but yeah, it's pretty much a yearly thing for us.
And what do the neighbours think of it?
They absolutely love it. The neighbourhood kids always like to come out and watch it as well. It's, yeah, it's become quite the event.
Nathan, incredible. Let us know next week how pre-season's gone. And when Bush is back, I'm sure we'd love to run past and see how it looks like.
No problem at all. We can definitely sort something out.
Owen in Cumbria suggests pre-season job days to see what you're getting into before you accept the job. It's a good idea. Companies get it for probation, don't they? So why can't we have it? Try them out first. Lindsay says, I would like a pre-season back-to-school run. It's been nice having no traffic, but it's the impending doom of the school run traffic come September. We need a pre-season practice just to check our timings out. It's a good idea. James is hanging on. James, what was your idea?
Ah, it was the MOT, wasn't it?
a pre-season MOT.
Yeah, like, so get it checked, get it fixed, and then put it in for the MOT. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
That's a great idea, because they're yearly, aren't they, once you get to a certain stage? So
once you drop it off there, you don't know what's going to happen. So you might as well, if you know in advance, you can get it done before, and then they give you, like, I don't know, 2 weeks to get it sorted. So if you can do it beforehand, that'd be better, no?
Great idea. I think that's a great idea, James. A pre-season MOT, maybe about a month before the MOT is actually due.
Yeah, something like that. That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Love it, James. Thank you for that. Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.